Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samach Vav, and we finished Simon Beis. We're talking about different mitzvahs that the Chayyadim has mentioned, and other mitzvahs as well, that there is a chiyuv chinuch that the father has and the mother has to mechanech their children. So the Chayyadim mentioned Birchas HaMazon. He mentioned in the context of Talmud Torah that he says when a child is able to speak, we should start teaching him the Pasuk of Torah Tzibilano and the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Birchas HaMazon. Now the truth is, it's hard to understand why he puts it in the context of Talmud Torah, but there is a inyan of chinuch for brachos, that we have to train a child to say brachos. That's one of the inyanim of chinuch, the mitzvah asay, which applies, and it's true both with Birchas HaMazon, which is the Raisa, and general Birchas HaNehenin, which are the Rabbanon, both the Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. So when the child reaches, the Shulchan Aruch says that the you're melamed the katan ma'at ma'at mikol bracha shel Birchas HaMazon. So let's start with Birchas HaMazon. So in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, we the correct way to train the child, Mishnah Berurah says, is to say a little bit of each bracha. Now the standard way which most places teach it is they teach the child first the first bracha. Then they add eventually the second bracha, then the third bracha, and then the fourth bracha. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the appropriate thing to do is the child should say a little part of each one of the brachas, part of the first bracha, part of the second bracha, part of the third bracha, part of the fourth bracha, and then eventually you add more for each one of the brachas till the child is saying the full bracha of the... There is printed in some Sidurim a Nusach Kotzer, which you can train a child in. If you have a child which is very smart, you can do that. If a child which is not so sharp, it's going to end up being confusing to the child. He's learning this Nusach and then a different Nusach. So Mishnah Berurah's idea that we train the child a little bit of each, it seems to be the reason why we don't do that is because we're concerned that the child, when they get older, will be confused. Whereas if they learn the first full bracha, slowly they keep adding on to that and they add more, it goes in order, it's easier for the children to learn. That would seem to be the explanation why we do that. If a person has a child which is sharp and is able to get used to the idea of dipping different, a little here, a little there, and seems to handle it well, that would be appropriate. At what age does the chiyuv chinuch for Birchas HaMazon and the chiyuv chinuch for brachas start? So the Shabur says that the time when we train a child is kibarshis kibarsheva, at the age of 6 or 7. The minhag ha'olam is not to wait till then. It's to start earlier on. Like the Chayyadim says, we start Birchas HaMazon already from the time the child is able to speak. We already start giving the child to say parts of the brachas, etc. So this is brought down in the Rabbi Yosef Hamzanavolt in his Sefer Samas Chaim, and he started Bashar Shavoda in his Savo. He says he started at a younger age, and you see that the Adam as well started at a younger age. So what's the issue? When a child reaches the age of 6 or 7, that's when the chiyuv chinuch starts. That the child is able to understand the concept of saying a bracha, etc. We see in the Chayyadim says, however, part of the training of his speech should be that the idea that he says brachas. So it's really two different elements. There's one element of that the real chinuch for brachas is when the child really understands the idea of giving a bracha, saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the bracha process. And that maybe is only when the child is the age of 6 or 7. But that the child should get used to saying the words and saying the words clearly, and this is part of how he speaks and what a Jewish person talks about. That seems to be, it starts at an earlier age, and from that maybe is a window into why the Chayyadim ties that together with Talmud Torah as opposed to Chinuch for Brachas, because the idea of starting at this young age really is rooted more in the world of this is the training the child that these are words that a Jewish person says on a regular basis. So brachas are part of our constant daily speech. So you get used to using words, using your mouth for that purpose, as opposed to the chinuch for actual brachas only maybe starts when the child is a little bit older. We'll talk about some more details of the chinuch in brachas in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.